Good morning, afternoon, or evening to our listeners. We just wanted to give a quick thank you to the sponsor of this podcast, which is The Times. We are so excited to be working with them. You can sign up for The New York Times by visiting their website, www.nytimes.com. Let's get into the podcast.
It's different now. Everything has changed. Always on the plane, always something new. I said nothing's new, nothing's changed. I still need you.
Yo. It's Monday, December 6th, 5:25. By the time whoever is listening, it's probably going to be...
Is it going to be posted today?
Has to be.
Why has to?
Consistency.
Like, I'm fine with it, but like...
Consistency. Mondays and Wednesdays.
I like that. Hope anyone listening knows that we are posting Mondays and Wednesdays. And I wonder who listens to this. Like...
You think about that?
No, but until right now, I do think about it. Like, I just don't know. And so if you're listening to this and you're at all
an OG
wanting to engage with anything or have questions or have good things that we should talk about and send them in to
jfig at uroom.
Angel. He asked me some dumb questions today, but I don't know. Email him, DM him or something.
Yeah.
In USM. So, yes, it is Monday. And it was a fun Monday. We got up pretty early and were at a shoot and then finished up and then there was just
good
work to do. Yeah, it's been fun. I think that it's been December's I just trying to avoid saying that word, but it's just been fun. It's been fun.
You're trying to avoid saying a word.
No, nothing.
I'll mute it.
Defeats it.
I'll mute it.
No, it's fine. It just defeats the purpose. But
can you write it down just so I can know?
No, it's fine. Like, it's just been fun. It's been a fun month. It's been fun.
I think I know what word you're trying to avoid. It starts with a litter.
We're next to a dog wash.
Bathing.
It's like a self-dog wash thing. Yeah. And I guess I don't really know who it's for. Cause like, if you have a dog, you probably have a place to like wash your dog, you know, but people come and they do give you like really nice soaps and shampoos. I did it once.
So you do that instead of washing your dog at your own house.
Yeah.
For the conveniences of,
I think when I wash my dog, I used to have a dog still alive, but he's with my friend Olson. But when I would wash him, I would have to like empty out the sink in my kitchen and it was just like an ordeal. Like you would get, you know, the floor wet and towels and all that. So I guess it is easy, like paying $25 and like just going to Bruno's, you know, and washing your dog. He comes out smelling really good.
Yeah.
So I don't think Texas is like the right place for dogs. Like, it's either really cold or really hot. And if it's really hot, they're super sweaty and like smelly. And, you know, you can't really have them like just chill outside.
And it's too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot. But it's fun. How was
your weekend? Last time we talked was a week ago. Was it last Monday?
Was it last Monday? Yeah, the weekend was good. Honestly, we've been having a ton of fun. With Magdi on Friday, you know, we were over at their studio in Richardson with Artists Uprising, which has been awesome.
Really
with
fun, Merrick. Really fun. Merrick's amazing.
Yes, she's amazing. Been amazing. Major shout out to her and her team. So it's been fun connecting with them and just talking through projects and things like that. And then it's been fun connecting with Magdi. We've known him for a while, but recently I feel like we've connected more, and
especially since the podcast.
And then you know, going back and forth on NFT stuff and something exciting happening there, which is awesome. And then that was Friday. That it was a good day. And then honestly, for the most part, Saturday, you said this too, like we try to really like put everything work aside. I think it's the one day that we do that.
Yeah.
The only thing that happened Saturday extra, and this is kind of where it bleeds into like this weird, like it's not work. It's like, just, I don't know. It's
Saturday.
We do love
Saturday.
Doing what we do. And I got a friend text from a friend.
It was Saturday. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful home. She's a designer.
They're probably one of the best designers, you know.
Yeah, like literally, like if there was ever a project, a building project, she would be the first person that we would call, and she's
even
just
though
amazing.
Even though she probably would say no.
No, I think she would say yes.
She would say
awesome.
Yes. Well, she would say no because she's such a purist.
Yeah, but you know, we went over to her house and talked about making a film,
about
her current home and
because she built it, right?
Yeah, she built it from, I mean, not from scratch.
Not from ground up?
What was cool is that she bought it off of an artist, and so the artist previous, like, apparently lived, like, I won't say the story because she will, but it's a really beautiful home. Like, every single touch point is beautiful and intentional. And
you feel great when you walk in?
Oh, my gosh. Through 2020, like, she was telling me that that's what she did every day. Is like,
it's something in her home.
They put their work. You know, she stopped designing for other people and we're doing work outside, and she just focused on her own home. And just to give you an idea, like, you drive in and there's just bamboo everywhere, so you don't see the house when you drive in. So
bro, that sounds amazing.
And then to the left, which you don't see them, but there's like a, anyway, she has donkeys and she's got chickens, but they're like,
but like, they're but it like feels nice. Really it doesn't feel like
you don't walk in and there's like chickens coming. You don't walk in, it's not like that. She's got a home that has, it's just beautiful. And then she has a studio that's 1,000 square feet.
Is it like futuristic or is it more like filled
in plywood?
Her studio is filled
so
with plywood.
So beautiful. And then, again, she'll say this, but like her floors are white oak. And white oak is not easy to find. And apparently they brought the white oak from wherever the white oak grows and they let it out, sit outside to color in the sun for one whole year. And then they put the
bro, that's crazy.
Their floor.
Bro,
it's white
that's
oak.
Crazy.
Like, it's just amazing. So we went over there on Saturday.
It's crazy that people think, like,
yeah. And you feel it.
How
like,
do you do that?
Like,
how do you get there, though? How do you achieve such.
From
whether
her perspective?
That's taste, whether that's like.
That's the thing. I left that home. I was like, my gosh, like, this is just a dream. And I think it takes a lot of intentionality. Like, she's really, this is the thing, like, this is what she studied, she knows this, like, she knows,
she DIYs,
she knows a certain, like, wall texture and wall depth, and
makes you feel a certain way, or what, no
like
way,
she just knows, this is the stuff that she knows, like, she knows that a certain door and a certain color, and she's pretty anti-plants because she thinks plants are like lipstick to interior.
Wow.
So she's like, yeah, anyone could just put plants and make things look pretty. But anyway.
Dang, bro.
She's amazing.
Her
name's
Vanessa. That's like a punch.
I mean, it is because I don't know. It's like me. It's like, I don't know. Like, if I was a graphic designer or something, like, you think like a bold font would just make it look nice, you know? And it kind of, you could get away with it.
Yeah.
You could, but like, anyway, I wasn't super inspired. Sarah and I left and we're like, oh my gosh, like, it was beautiful. And they have 5 acres. And anyway, we did that on Saturday, and then Sunday was super busy. At Upper Room, we had baptisms, which is awesome. It was beautiful. So I just said the word. What? But anyway, it's been really good. I feel like, I mean, we're in December 6th, you know.
Yeah.
A mentor friend of mine.
19 days till Christmas.
Says that you will reap what you sowed 90 days from now. And so I always thinking about
what's
that.
What's 90 days from?
So 90 days from now is March. And so.
That's hella far, bro.
It is far, but I do think that, like, I think about that a lot. Like, in March, we should reap the benefits of just this season and how fun it's been and how involved we've been with different things. And to be honest, yeah, like, we are putting in work in certain areas more than usual. And I think that something that we've come to terms with recently is care. And there's just no other way but caring. And caring about every single thing.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is something that I'm still trying to wrap my hands around.
Yeah, that's a really good thought. Because when you say caring, I think about caring comes with so much.
Yeah.
Like when you care for someone, it's a, it or even care for something.
And I think it's actually caring. I think like most people, like me too, like I care, so I delegate, and just finding like the, although I'm going to delegate, but I still care enough to like check in. And I, that's like a, that's, I'm still struggling with that, but like it even matters, you know, you've gone super deep into Notion.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it matters the, just everything matters. Like every communication piece, every response, every text at night, like last night I was up, like, I mean, just everything matters. And I think, I'm coming to terms with it, with that nothing beautiful or worthwhile gets built without care. Mm. And I want to believe that if we care enough about something, that we'll see the rewards of that.
Yeah.
And so that has been an approach. I just don't think that human mind, like human effort put into something, could result in you not benefiting the rewards. And I think, you know, I've seen that throughout my life, and I've seen it throughout people's lives. Like you just, if you care enough and you go in at it enough, like I think we can get there. So I think that has to do with a lot of different things. It's showing up, I think, in the way we're approaching work right now. Yeah. I think it's showing up a lot. I think, I mean, you, the other night you were up, I mean, and I don't say this from like, oh, look at your work ethic, although that's there. I think the work ethic side is just like,
it's like a byproduct.
It's just like, it's like, because that's the only way to do it. Like work ethic now just becomes sort of like, well, there's not enough hours in a 9-to-5. So work ethic comes in there.
Yeah.
But where that comes from is, I think, caring is, I think, and then caring paired with like, I want to be the greatest ever,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think that whole thing, which, you know, for some people it could look different. I don't think it matters. Well, I don't think it has to be like,
I guess you just don't think of the, for some people, you know, you just, that's what I'm realizing. I think if I just, which I know you're just saying it for example, but I'm realizing more and more to continue on the path, like of whatever you want. Like I told you, like I can show you a Notion that I made for the month of December for myself. And I shared it with Bernice.
And she liked it. Was she proud of you?
She was super about it. But then I kind of broke it this weekend and she was very upset at me.
Was it like a schedule?
No, it was just like, look, like, so I put it into different categories.
Mm, financially, mentally, physically, spiritually, romantically. Yeah.
And one of them, I think my mental one was like no COD for the month of December.
Call of Duty?
Yeah. And
does that help?
And I was playing on Saturday.
Friday or Saturday?
And she was,
I heard.
How'd you hear?
Jesse.
Oh, I thought you heard from Bernice.
That No.
I was like, what? No, but she called me. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm playing COD. And she's like, but why? If you said,
oh really?
Yeah, but just more like you said you weren't like, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
But I guess I say all that to say that like this notion, this agreement I did with myself, which is like, I told her I would get home probably every day, like at 9:30, 10 p.m. from work. Yeah. I've shared it with some friends, and obviously my friends are my friends, and but they're still kind of like, bro, that's like a lot. Like that's too much. Or like your mental state, like it's not really healthy. And I agree. But I think to what you're saying, like if I start to think about like that approach, which is your approach, it really makes me feel really insecure, because I feel like me reading and writing this alone, I feel very secure in it. Like I'm trying to go as deep as I can in what I feel is right for me.
Mm.
And like, even right now I'm working on this quote unquote project, right?
Yeah.
That you'll see. And I'm sending messages to people and it's essentially like, it's not something anyone I feel like would do, but not because for the sake of differences. It's just, I'm starting to realize like my approach is much different only because it's my approach.
Yeah.
And learning how to not think of your approach, because then it just like it moves my like it what is that word called like it
yeah I know what you're
it
saying
it messes my approach up yeah. So I can't like I fight I'm realizing that's like a such an in real internal fight yeah. So I just have to keep pushing like I have to keep pushing to like yeah. I am gonna stay here till 10. You might think it's stupid, but
yeah,
I don't care. Or you might think, bro, that's not the right way to do it. Or you might think, hey, you should reward yourself more or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's but so true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was telling somebody, I was like, I don't want to leave Oak Cliff. Like, I don't. Like, I have the gym. I have the studio at my house. And I like that. And people are like, bro, that's weird. Like, what about this? What about that? But like,
yeah,
until it is like holidays, like Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
oh, you don't want to leave like this month.
No.
Oh, I thought like forever.
No. I mean like this, like yeah. Not Nebo right Cliff. Like I don't want to move anywhere else. No, oh, like I don't want to drive to like North Park. I don't want to drive to. I genuinely just really want to live here right now for the moment.
And these are internal conversations that you're having.
100%.
Not like, I mean, I know we're on podcast and it's being recorded, but this is just I think the intentionality behind everything just goes to show. I don't think this is a copy and paste like. You should also do the same thing, you know.
No,
like,
not at
my,
all.
My life is way different than yours, and I think it looks different for everyone. But I think I'm choosing to live my life this way.
Yeah.
You know? And obviously, like you have all those categories in there, like in your relationship with God, with your wife, with your work, with your, you know, everything. Like, I think intentionality is really important.
Yeah.
And I think it's the only way to get. To the results that you have in your mind, because any other way makes you get to the results that the masses have in their mind.
Yeah.
And I think that part is like, that part's scary because
which part?
The part of listening to maybe 3 to 6 people that are friends of yours or mine, right? Whoever, like, encourage you to live your life a certain way, then you sort of put together this ethos of how to live life, and it's not necessarily one game plan, it's like 3 to 6 game plans all in one.
Yeah.
So the destination or the place that you arrive to is like this weird, like, I worked hard but not really. And I did what I wanted, but not really. There's just kind of this like half committed thing. And I think, you know, I've known you for a long time. So I think you go through like seasons of extremes.
Yeah.
But it's only because I think you're looking for like the right pattern. Like you go, like you're looking and you're kind of a guy, like you're someone that dives in, like you actually do. You know, you like it's the only way I think you can taste.
Yeah.
Which I think you're seeing. I mean, honestly, I think you're also seeing results and fruit of this current like workflow that you have.
Yeah.
Or this current mindset that you have. That's the one thing. Like, if there are people listening, that's the one thing that I feel like, never mind what you're doing with 9 to 9, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like the one thing that I feel like people don't do enough of is experimentation. Like experimenting. Like actually trying something that could be drastic, just trying it out. And I think you do that really well. Like you are, like it is, you know, you're here till 10 PM sometimes, whatever, right? Like, or whatever it may be, because then you can 3 months from now, look back and say that worked, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I hated it.
Yeah.
And I think the people that don't try and go years through like, I'm in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as you're just intentional, I would think. Like, I was talking to this dude. I hope he becomes my barber. But he was like, yeah, bro, I'm not. He's a rapper. He wants to be a rapper. But he doesn't want to.
He himself?
Yeah. But he's like, I'm not releasing anything until it's really good.
Yeah.
And he's like, but that's what I want. And he goes, what I want is that when the first time somebody listens to me, they think I've been famous because I'm that good. Like, I usually would have been like, bro, I don't know. Like, I would do something. Like, that's what I would do. But because that's just his process,
yeah.
I'm like, I have to believe in that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do. Like, I do. Like, I believe.
Yeah, like, more power to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Definitely more power to him. I think that has become like today at the shoot, it's funny, like playing out what you see in your mind is so important. And I've my question has been, is there a lack of vision in mind, or is there a lack of execution of that vision that you have in your mind? Because I think a lot of times, like, it can be like for him, like for that dude, for that dude, is that, does his vision just suck? Like, bro, your vision sucks. No. Like, and I'm not saying that, but like, bro, you know, it's like, or did you just not commit to that thing? So you didn't see it out. And by committing, you know, someone comes along like you or me or someone, whoever, is like, bro, like, just put it out there, put it out there. And then he does this like half committed thing. And then, but he's living like he's still in his mind. He still wants to be like, I released one time and I popped off. Yeah. I think I know that's real weird and deep, but like today at the shoot, you know, there was certain shots that we had in mind, I had in mind, and then people got there, and that vision then became sort of like
what,
4 to 5 people vision. And yeah. So then the execution of that kind of got a little like just, it was fine. Like, I'm totally okay with it, but you know, it's hard to be that adamant about what you envision.
Yeah.
Envision from a lens angle or like an actual big old vision, because you do, I think we all are humans. We all care about people and love to love people. And I want you to be happy. And there's all that weird, like, I want to please people. weird. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
And I think that's still something that I'm coming to terms with. Like,
for yourself. You know,
there was someone editing here. And it's like, well, for myself, but also like exercising the
you.
Exercising, yeah, like exercising, like, I know what I want, and here's how I'm going to communicate it. Oh, it's not that. Oh, it's not that. Oh, it's not that. Yes, it's that. No, it's not that. And that can get annoying.
Very.
It could get super annoying, you know? Mm. And so, I mean, obviously we see that a lot in creative, like, from a design to a video edit to a shot, I mean, all of that.
Yeah.
If there's a vision, if there's a mind here or a picture, I'm a stick figure and I'm jumping over with 2 feet. I'm putting 1 foot over and I'm just jumping over like this micromanaging concept.
Cause you're kind of,
that's where I was like, I don't want to do that because I'm going to micromanage.
But
I think it just, the word is just obliterated. I just think it has to be. Well, no, there's a good way to like get to that.
But I actually do think, yes, there is. Yes. But it, like, the whole concept of micromanaging, I think, is completely obliterated when the other party is super hungry for the same result as you are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, then it doesn't become micromanaging. Then it does, like,
Yeah, and I think at the same time, like, there's scenarios here where I am, you are, we all are. There's scenarios where I just need to be told exactly what you want so I can do it, and I do that. So it's not like I have to always do it my way. I think there's also scenarios where it's truly collaborative, and true collaboration requires, like, we both agree, then we go. And then there's scenarios where, like, this is not a collaboration. I just needed to get this done. And by that, meaning, like, here's the angle or here's the vibe, whatever it may be, right? Whatever, whatever. And so.
Do you feel like you're usually
very collaborative? Yeah, I'm super. Which has annoyed you at times, like, why are you bringing that person into this conversation, you know? And it's true. Like, I for some reason, still think that, like, like, you know, my nephew, he's 13 years old. I'm like, bro, like, just draw some characters. And he's drawing right now. And it's like, do I think that, you know, in my mind, do I think that he's going to draw the character that we're going to release as an NOT? There's like a 60%, 40% chance. I'm like, no. Like, but there is a huge chance that I'm like, he can bring something that could be good. And that's what I'm looking for. And I think a lot of, you know, that's, I'm really looking for.
Absolutely. Power to that 1,000%.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to, you do this a lot, when it comes
what?
To like either decision making
or, yeah.
or like bylaws being written or
setting things on in stone, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you still create a super level of inclusivity. Like,
yeah. No, you think I do? Yeah. And you guys are like opposite. You guys are like no new friends hard. Yeah. I think. Oh, okay. I'm about to head out. But anyway, I think, you know, there's that whole world and something that, again, with Virgil's death, like I know that's been big in this world of creative, and something that I've been super interested in is like those text messages, those WhatsApp screenshots that have come out. And I think I've said this already, but like I saw one the other day that someone said like working with Virgil was like nothing else, like that he was, and I don't want to of course butcher it, but like that he was somewhat unreasonable and what he envisioned, because he knew obviously exactly what he wanted, and a lot of times it would come down to the last minute, so he would make changes all the time. So he said although some of the shows are like already planned for like the next year or the next couple months, he said, but even though they were pretty much done, there was always changes and last minute changes, which would then make the team feel somewhat scattered and it would just run around because it's last minute. And it's not last minute because of lack of thought or preparation, but it's that in the moment, it's like there's something intuitively right now. And so he said, it's like, don't get me wrong, like we all loved working with Virgil. It was amazing. He was genius. How can you pull those ideas or whatever in the last minute? But it was difficult. It was difficult. Yeah, and they were saying that. He's like, again, we'll do it again. But damn, it was hard, you know? And I think as we hear those stories and like we know what Virgil obviously has done and accomplished, and we all respect him, and I hear stories of people that have accomplished great things, like there's always this like common denominator that like there's got to be extremes. Like there are extremes in most people that do great things, from Tom Brady to, I'll put Dak Prescott in there. Jerry Jones, like anyway, greats, like greats. Virgil, I think, is that. Elon, I think, you know, Steve Jobs. They're just people that have done great, amazing things, and in that extreme characteristic that looks like, I think a lot of what we're describing that we're looking for. It's not even like, let me just be extreme, but it makes sense that people are like. Like, I have to have it this way.
Yeah. And quest for like, it's like an unending quest.
Yeah.
Beauty,
yeah. Whatever it is, beauty, or like Tom Brady right now is on this crazy quest for, like personal health. Like he's the supplements that he's taking, his diet. He's like, I want to play till I'm 45. Like no one has ever done that. So he's, I think he's like 42, 43. Like, and he's still killing it. And he's going to win another Super Bowl. It's just crazy. So I think that makes a lot of sense. And is it normal? No. Are we there? No. But I think like that quest to just, it's this, like no matter what, we're going to accomplish it no matter what. And, but that could be crazy. That can mean this. Yes. But are you sure about this?
Yes.
But yes, all of that. I think that's what
I was having a conversation.
Here's this like meat at the table.
Do you think that's innately in someone, or is that teachable?
I think it's innate for people to hunger. Yes, but I think that our friend culture to our society, like I think, makes it difficult, or is sort of contra, like, you want it, go after it. I think, like, that much, to that degree. Like, there's balances, and I don't think balances are really for this conversation.
Okay, so you're
that's what I'm saying. Like, I think like we are very, like, balanced. We are a balanced culture overall, yeah. And I think we sell that. But anything and anyone that is great is not balanced.
Sort of imbalanced.
It's imbalanced. Like, I think about people that went on bye weeks. Bro, like, you can see, like, I follow, okay.
I'll
wrap this up. Leighton Vander Esch was drafted in the first round for the Cowboys.
Okay, right? The linebacker.
Linebacker. Yeah. First round pick, bro. You got drafted into the Cowboys.
To do with the thing round. In the back.
Yes. He was, I think, from Iowa or Idaho, one of those states. And he came in, he was looking good, like buff, like rope cut and lean and looking right good. Like, he was playing pretty good the first year. He has an opportunity to be a great linebacker in the NFL. And I mean great. Like, the body is perfect.
Moves
like,
great. 6'4", yeah.
Like, big guy.
Sick. He was, yeah,
he could
be
a great, like a great, great. He could be part of the Cowboys organization for the rest of his life. Like, there's just a lot that he can get. Bro, tell me why. And I followed him on Instagram because I loved him. But tell me why. Like, I started noticing this, like, in the summer and, like, off season. He would always be, like, out, like, hunting and, like, doing, like, these weird things with, like, anyway, he would just go out and not out partying. I'm not even saying party, but, like, nothing football related. Like, nothing. And it's fine, right? I was like, oh, whatever. It's like, he doesn't post that
stuff. It's his life, bro. Yeah.
Well, he's been declining bad. Like, people are like, man, why did we even draft him? It's a wasted pick. And the other day in the locker room, he took off his shirt. And I kid you not, like, average Joe at best. Like, he a little bit below average.
No way.
Yes.
Nothing compared to DK.
And then nothing compared to where he was. And then nothing compared to where he should be to be a great. And I just think, like, you know, yeah, he got his first paycheck. Like, and I don't know his life, obviously, but I'm just looking in. I'm like, bro, like, you're about to get cut from the Cowboys. First of all, and the Cowboys, whatever, but I don't think anyone else is going to draft you. But I bet, and I did see because of his, like, what he posts and stuff, like, does he go home and study film? Does he go home and put in those extra hours for his body, like, workout? Like, does he eat well? That's what it was. His eating was bad. He was posting some stuff, like fried Oreos, like, stuff like that. And I was like,
crap.
And it's just this full circle picture to me. It's like, okay, like, you are in the NFL. You're a top percent for sure.
Yeah.
But are you going to get redraft? Are you going to get re-signed? Probably not. Mm. And are you going to be a great? Probably not. And so although you've made it, kind of like Kobe entering into the pros and realizing that everyone's just like works way easier. And he's like, bro, this is easy. As a rookie, he noticed that same thing. And like, I think one of the worst things that could have is some levels of success. And by levels of success, meaning, oh, here's my first paycheck.
Chilling.
Cool. I'm chilling.
Great.
Or here's my first big job. Or here's my first big salary. And by big, meaning like, I think I can do this for a while. Mm-hmm. I think I'm chilling. Like, I can envision my life like with retirement. I think mediocrity is this what we're talking about. And I've tasted that. I've tasted a salary. I've tasted a good project. I've tasted it and it's like, oh wait, this, it's kind of like when you're warmed up in a blanket. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't want to get out of here,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think it's really easy to do that. And then it's really hard to like, no, I don't want a freaking blanket right now. I don't. What I want is I want an entire freaking house that's warm.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's like having eyes on that thing. I think that's important. Having your eyes on that thing. So,
and it makes sense about the imbalance because I feel like we're constantly talking about this specific
subject. And I just don't want to be balanced. Like, that's kind of why it's hard. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I think this, there's obviously flip sides to this too, but I just, we're nowhere near anything. And there's a gratitude to that. And it's fun. And it's like, thank you, God. Like, there's still so much to accomplish. And thank you for putting us on this life for X amount of years, not just 5 years, not just 1 year.
Yeah,
like, not even that. Like, I'm not even talking about just work. It's like, like, okay, cool, this is what we were doing. We were able to do in a year, year and a half. Like, what can we do in 5? What can we do in 10? Mm-hmm. What can we do in 20?
Yeah.
What can we do in 50? You know, and like, I think that we should always peak no matter what. Even at 70 years old, I hope that I peak as an investor. You know, like, I hope I'm peaking there different ways.
Like, yeah, like it never changes. No, it never changes. So. But the approach always, is always the same, the same.
It's the same, the same. So it was good. It is Monday, December. It's also too, like, McIntyre would always tell us this, like, December is the best time to pass your friends and your competitors.
Yeah.
Because most people go to sleep.
Yeah.
And it's true.
And that's what it feels like. It feels like it should be a time. I mean, there is like a meme. Did you see the meme going around where it was like first week pretending to work? The other one is like not working. The third one is like just sleeping and eating.
Yeah.
Which is true. And I love that. I love that, bro.
You know, this is the balance part of me, which I don't want to be. It's like this, like, man, you guys sound crazy. Like, you guys work a lot. It's like, I'm not even really even talking about work. It's everything. And it's just always, and I think I'm, you know, I can't get away from this just being innate. Like, meaning we are like, we're only this, you know, one can say like, oh my gosh, ambition. Or another one is like, stewarding our time and what we're doing. And I just think about people that farm or people that, like, I don't know, work their land.
And that makes sense. They're always busy.
When it's season, when it's due season, there's just no like stopping. Like,
that's crazy, because that's like, I'll send you my Notion if you care. It's fine. It one of the things was like, I genuinely feel in my heart like called to, like,
Now,
you know what I mean?
I was like, reading, I think I told you about this. This is like super whatever, but like, you know, here's a model. Like, I just know whatever. Like, you know, what does it look like to do 6 days, 1 day of rest? Okay, that's good. Like, that is, like, that sounds awesome. Like,
yeah.
What does it look like to do 6 years of work, 1 year of rest? That sounds awesome.
That sounds, I'm down, so for good, that. Bro, that, yo, sounds like, crazy.
And they did. They used to do that in the Old Testament. 6 years and 1 year of rest.
Just chilling.
They would put the land to rest. They would till it for 6 years and 1 year of rest. And it would just produce insane amount of crops.
Because that makes sense. Imagine.
And so that's the kind of thing. It's just, and going back to intentionality. I rather do that, bro, than like do, you know,
half 4 days, 3 weeks. Enjoy,
like, yeah. I don't know. I'm and even with Sarah, we've talked about this too. It's like, can't really vacation unless we like actually vacation. Like, it's like, and that sounds weird, but like, I rather take a month off every year. You know, whatever, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we gotta go. I'm
glad we at least had this for the sake of consistency. I know that's the part where we've never been consistent, but we want to be consistent. And here is Monday's special.
Hope you enjoy and reach out. We'd love to hear who's listening to this and
who's playing tonight, Jay. Real quick, Monday Night Football.
Hey, it's gonna be so good.
Who is it?
Bills. So Josh Allen versus the Patriots. Patriots are doing really good.
What's the quarterback from?
Mac Jones is killing.
He's killing
it. Best rookie quarterback by far.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, this year.
Like, this year, this year.
Dak Prescott. Yeah, so it's going to be good. I'm going to get home and watch.
Who's that quarterback everybody's talking about?
Kyler Murray.
Nup, Cup, or he's a kicker.
Cooper Cup.
Who's that? What is that?
He's a wide receiver.
Tell me about it. Tell me, like, just tell me why. Tell me why, just really quick.
First of all, he's a white guy. So, Jay, like, there's no number one receiver that is a white guy. That's huge. He's a
Cooper Cup.
Cooper Cup.
He keeps coming up in my feed.
He's probably 5'10", 6 feet. He's not a very big guy.
Killing it.
But he's killing it. Yeah. The other thing, though, he connected with Matthew Stafford really well. Because Matthew Stafford came from the Lions, and they just connected super well. And he could just route run, bro. Like, he could route run. He's small. He's quick. He's agile. He's not tiny, but he's just, like, he's not your average big old wide receiver,
but
he is crushing yards, probably like 100 yards a game average. And I think same thing too, like, he did something this offseason. He's been in the league for several years.
He's not a rookie.
He did something this offseason. He did something. He had to. Oh, he had to. Last year was night and day. And so I think that stuff's cool. All
right. Well, you guys, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy your Monday night.
Everything's different now. Everything has changed. Always on plane. Always something new. I said nothing's new. Nothing's changed. I still need you. I'm about to hit the booth.